Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 25th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Long forms of cardiac troponin T for myocardial infarction diagnosis, the Supertropo study. Current high-sensitivity cardiac troponin T assays detect both intact and fragmented molecules, complicating myocardial infarction diagnosis in emergency department patients. Long cardiac troponin T assays, which measure only intact and minimally fragmented cardiac troponin T, offer a more specific diagnostic approach. This differentiation is crucial, as elevated troponin levels are often found without clear myocardial infarction, and a refined measurement improves diagnostic precision. This improved specificity promises more accurate identification of myocardial infarction. Article number 2. Standardized reporting in heart failure non-invasive remote monitoring trials. Interventions to catalyze data into action. Non-invasive remote patient monitoring offers opportunities for early intervention in heart failure by transmitting physiological and symptom data. However, mixed results in existing remote patient monitoring studies arise from complex program designs. Current study reports often lack detailed information on crucial workflow components, including data review and clinical response mechanisms. Standardized reporting is essential to improve the utility of remote patient monitoring data and facilitate effective early interventions. Article number 3. Intraoperative oxygen debt is associated with early clinical outcomes after prolonged asystolic warm ischemia time, in donation after circulatory death heart transplantation. Intraoperative oxygen debt, quantified by oxygen extraction ratio, demonstrates an association with early clinical outcomes following prolonged asystolic warm ischemia time in donation after circulatory death heart transplantation. This physiological measure for goal-directed perfusion modifies risk among grafts with extended asystole to reperfusion intervals. Optimizing oxygen debt is crucial for improving post-transplant outcomes in adult recipients of donation after circulatory death, hearts recovered via thoracoabdominal normothermic regional perfusion. Article number 4. The future of durable mechanical circulatory support devices, emerging innovations. The field of durable mechanical circulatory support has made significant progress, particularly with left ventricular assist devices. These devices have evolved from bulky, pulsatile designs to compact, fully magnetically levitated continuous flow pumps. This advancement resulted in a significantly lower risk of adverse events and high rates of long-term survival for patients. Further innovations continue to improve patient management and device technology. Article number 5. Sex disparities in transplantation access and outcomes, an overview. Sex disparities are evident across multiple stages of transplantation, impacting rates of referral for evaluation and activation on the waitlist. These disparities extend to time to transplantation, candidate survival while on the waitlist, and both graft and patient survival post-transplant. Contributing factors include potential unconscious or conscious bias from healthcare providers during patient selection and access to life-sustaining therapies. Biologic differences also play a role in these observed disparities. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.